It's that time of year when people start thinking of getting off to a fresh start, health and fitness-wise. Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab joins us. Dr. Riley, the recent growth of your team means you have some folks who might be able to help in this arena, don't you?
Sure do, Scott. We've spoken to Bree in the past, and she is our certified fitness instructor. So she does fitness training classes, boot camp, medical type fitness supervised training as well. But she's also very well educated and versed in nutrition and dieting. It's that time of the year, first part of the year, a lot of patients and folks are, wanting some dieting tips or some recommendations on what they need to do to lose some weight. She's really good. So let's bring her on here.
Let's talk about this a little bit. Bree, as a personal trainer and someone who is sort of helping people get off to a good start here in the new year, what advice are you giving to people who have decided to start? Let's start with working out. Maybe they're starting a workout regimen. What advice are you giving people as they begin that journey?
Yeah, First off, you have to find something that you enjoy. I mean, you're not going to wake up in the morning or take time after you get off work after a long day to go do something that you just have to drag yourself to go do. So if you need more of a group setting, find that class that's just something that you can enjoy, something that you can be with friends or other people that are doing the same thing, something that you're going to like doing. Or if you need more of the one-on-one, find you a good personal trainer to take you through some stuff just to make sure that you're doing things correctly and that you're not going to injure yourself and that you're going there and actually making progress. You're doing things that are going to benefit you rather than hinder you. But bottom line, just find something that you enjoy, whether that's a boxing class or a boot camp class or yoga or anything, just to get the blood flowing, get some movement in your body, burn some calories.
Of course, when you use the term enjoy, you don't mean easy to do. You mean you wouldn't mind doing it again.
Right. Exactly. Like I said, you don't want to dread it. So do something, try some different things, experiment, see what's out there. You might never know. You might like something that you never thought you'd give a chance.
So if it's been a while since someone's worked out, maybe the person doesn't know what their limits are. How do you identify your limits?
I mean, that right there is going to be a great person that's going to benefit from having a personal trainer, at least for a couple sessions. And then if they feel that they're able to go out on their own, then that's something that they can, get set on the right path and feel safe and comfortable and confident in going in the gym on their own and doing things by themselves. But a lot of times when people walk into a gym and they haven't been in a long time, they just get really intimidated, whether they just don't know where to start. They don't know what machines do what. Everything's changed so much. So just getting set up on the right track and getting going in the right direction. Like I said, just start off with a personal trainer, do your, recon on the person and make sure that they have some good background and they know what they're doing. Or maybe you have a friend that's used to them before, but just get set on the right path. Let somebody show you exactly what you need to be doing for you and let them kind of help you figure out what those limits are rather than experimenting on your body and possibly going down the wrong road.
We've talked about this before, but when it comes to weight loss, and usually that seems to be the goal that most of us have this time
right?
of year, it's not just cardio, right? There is a role for strength training.
Exactly. I mean, there's three key components to that, and you're going to have your cardio, you're going to have your strength training, your weight training, however you want to go about it, and your diet. I mean, all three of those are going to have equal parts to make you have the best health that you possibly can and to turn it into more of a lifestyle.
So let's talk about changes to the diet. What guidance do you have there?
The guidance I have on there is start small. I mean, if you're, at this point in time, we're all getting over the holidays. We've got parties, New Year's, we had everything kind of hit us all at once. And so new year, new you, kind of just start with those small changes. Don't try to completely throw your world for a loop and change everything all at once. Maybe 1 week, start with, I'm not going to eat anything that comes in a box. I mean, make it small, make it simple, and just something that's doable for you. Maybe the next week, try to get in a little bit more water. Give yourself a goal of, I'm going to do 8 glasses of water throughout the day. Then the next week, add another little goal. So just baby steps like that and slowly integrating those healthier habits in is going to be a lot easier for you to keep your sanity, but at the same time, keep track of what you're doing. And so you don't have 50 things that you're trying to keep track of at once.
And I know in my experience, and I have a hunch I'm not alone, the challenge has been sustainability.
Exactly.
Keeping those changes over the long term. So is that another benefit of taking baby steps?
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you completely rock your world in that first week, you're going to just overwhelm yourself and it's just, you're going to make life miserable and, well, this isn't any fun at all. And so that you get on that slippery slope and you start to go back to your old ways. And before you know it, all those changes have just kind of gone to the wayside. So by integrating in those smaller changes here and there, it definitely helps with the longevity of turning it into more of a lifestyle rather than just a New Year's resolution that you keep for 3 months.
And I would think one important ingredient or part of a personal trainer's job description is that of cheerleader. And meaning, you know, we all want to see results right away.
Right.
And when we don't see what we want to see within a week or two, maybe we get a little discouraged. But you help provide some perspective, right?
Exactly. And, you know, I am a big promoter of what doesn't get measured doesn't get improved. So at least have some sort of a measurement tool at the beginning of your journey. Whether I'm not a scale person, I don't like to look at that number. So if somebody is a numbers person, measure, get a tape measure, find those key spots like your chest, your arm, your waist, your thigh, your calf, and just go down and just kind of keep a track. Maybe do that every month or every 6 weeks. But if you're going to look at a number, I'd rather you see inches lost and you see a tighter body and a more healthy body than worrying about what that scale says.
When it comes to achieving your health and fitness goals, there's no need to go it alone. You can work with the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab who have the experience and expertise to help you get to where you want to be. Give them a call at 918-743-3737.